Hello, everyone. This is Jackson Roberts coming to you with another episode of the Engineering Explained podcast. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of metal strength. As an engineer, understanding the properties of different metals is crucial for designing structures and machines that withstand all types of forces. But let me tell you, the chemistry and physics behind metal strength can get pretty dense. It almost put me to sleep reading some of those textbooks back in school. So in this episode, I'm going to break things down in a more digestible way so we can all learn in a fun, casual manner. First up, what exactly gives metals their strength? Well, it all comes down to the arrangement of their atoms. Metals with tighter, more ordered atomic structures are generally stronger because it's harder for them to deform under pressure. Key factors that influence a metal's strength include composition, processing methods, and microstructure. The main types of strength to consider are tensile strength, which is resistance to being pulled apart, yield strength, or how much it can be deformed before permanent damage, impact strength, or resistance to sudden blows, and compressive strength, resistance to being squeezed. Now to help visualize these strengths and how they relate, engineers use handy diagrams called metal strength diagrams. They map out how properties like density, hardness, and the different strengths vary together. This lets designers easily spot the best material options for their needs. Speaking of needs, there are also many other factors to weigh when selecting metals, like weldability during manufacturing, corrosion resistance over the lifespan, and cost effectiveness. Wanting the strongest metal isn't always enough. You've got to find the right balance. Some top contenders for strength include titanium, chromium, tungsten, and exotic alloys like Inconel. Steel also reigns supreme due to its versatility and affordability. And of course, the ever-mysterious ductile yet lustrous copper continues charming materials engineers worldwide with its unique traits. Well, folks, I hope this introduction gave you a fun, informal overview of metal strength basics. Let me know if you have any other questions. I'd be happy to dive deeper next time. Until then, keep questioning and learning. This is Jackson Roberts, signing off.